Toby is a train engine. He is short and sturdy. He has cow catches and side plates and doesn't look like a steam engine at all. He takes trucks and farms and factories to the main line and the big engines take them to London and elsewhere. His tram line runs along roads and through fields and villages. Toby rings his bell cheerfully to everyone he meets. He has a coach called Henrietta, who has seen better days. She complains because she has few passengers. Toby is attached to Henrietta and always takes her with him. She might be useful one day, he says. It's not fair at all, grumbles Henrietta, as the buses roar past full of passengers. She remembers that she used to be full of 9 trucks would rattle behind her. Now there are only 3 or 4 for the farms and factories. Send their goods mostly by lorry. Toby is always careful on the road. The cars, buses and lorries often have accidents. Toby hasn't had an accident for years, but the buses are crowded and Henrietta is empty. I can't understand it, says Toby, the tram engine. People come to see Toby, but they come by bus. They stare at him. Isn't he great? They say and laugh. They make him so cross. One day, a car stopped close, and a little boy jumped out. Come on, Bridget, he called to the sister, and together they ran across to Toby. 2 ladies and a stout gentleman followed. The gentleman looked important but nice. The children ran back. Come on, grandfather. Do look at the engine. And sizing his hands, they almost dragged him along. That's a tram engine, said the stout gentleman. Is it electric? Asked Bridget. Whoosh! Hissed Toby cautiously. Shh! Said her brother. You've offended him, but trams are electric, aren't they? They are mostly, the stout gentleman answered, but this is a steam tram. May we go in it, grandfather, please? The guard had begun to blow his whistle. Stop, said the stout gentleman. He raised his hand. The guard, surprised, opened his mouth and the whistle fell out. While he was picking it up, they all scrambled onto Henrietta. Hip, hip, hooray, chanted Henrietta, and she rattled happily behind Toby. Didn't sing. Electric indeed, electric indeed. No snorted, he was very hurt. The stout gentleman and his family got out at the junction, but waited for Toby to take them back to their car. What is your name? Asked the stout gentleman. Toby, sir. Thank you, Toby, for a very nice ride. Thank you, sir, said Toby, politely. He felt better. This gentleman, he thought, is a gentleman who knows how to speak to engines. The children came every day for a fortnight. Sometimes they rode with the guard, sometimes in empty trucks. And in the last day of all, the driver invited them into the cab. All were sorry when they had to go away. Stephen and Bridget said thank you to Toby, his driver, his fireman and the guard. The stout gentleman gave them all a present. Peep, pip, pip, peep, whistled Toby. Come again soon. We will, called the children. And they waved till Toby was out of sight. Our last day, said his driver sadly. One morning, the manager says, we must close tomorrow. That day, Henrietta had more passengers than she could manage. They rode in the trucks and crowded in the brake van, and the guard hadn't enough tickets to go round. The passengers joked and sang, but Toby and his driver wished they wouldn't. "Goodbye, Toby," said the passenger. "Afterwards, we are sorry, your line is closing down." "So am I," said Toby. Sadly, the passengers left the station and Toby puffed slowly to his shed. "Nobody wants me," he thought, and went unhappily to sleep. Next morning, the shed was flung open and he woke with a start to see the fireman dancing in the jig outside. His driver, excited, waved a piece of paper. "Wake up, Toby," they shouted, "and listen to this. It's a letter from the stout gentleman." Toby listened, "but it mustn't tell you any more, or it should spoil the next story."